Hello and welcome back to Let's Talk Packaging, the show that unboxes the secrets of the packaging world. I'm your host, Alec. Today, we're diving into a topic that's buzzing everywhere, from news headlines to sci-fi movies: automation. But we're not talking about flying cars or robot butlers. We're talking about real, practical automation that's transforming food businesses right now. To help us decode the cogs and conveyor belts, I'm thrilled to have an expert in the trenches with us. Please give a warm welcome to Miles. Miles is an engineer who specializes in designing and implementing automation solutions. He's worked with dozens of food brands, seen firsthand how they go from small batch wonders to large scale producers. Miles, thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, Alec. And for the record, I'm still waiting on my flying car, but the packaging robots are definitely a reality, and they're much more helpful than you might think.
I appreciate the reassurance. So let's start at the beginning. I think many of our listeners are running businesses that are growing fast. They've gone from a small team that knows each other's coffee order to a bustling operation where orders are flying in faster than they can pack them. At what point does the idea of automation go from a far-off dream to a necessary next step?
That's the key question, and the answer is usually staring them right in the face. It's when you see bottlenecks. A bottleneck is any point in your process that can't keep up with the rest of the line. Maybe your product is made and ready, but you only have two people manually putting it into containers, and they've become the choke point for your entire output. That's a classic sign. It's also when you start seeing costs associated with that bottleneck, like excessive overtime for your staff, or having to turn down a large order from a retailer because you simply can't meet the volume.
So it's less a single moment and more of a collection of symptoms. The need for automation is really a sign of success then.
Absolutely. It means your product is a hit and your output has begun to outpace your current capabilities. It's a moment that calls for high fives among the team because it means you're ready for the next level. The goal of automation is to break through that ceiling your manual process has created.
That's a great way to frame it. But it brings us to the big, sensitive topic, the people. The minute you say automation, the fear for many employees is, am I being replaced by a machine? How do business owners navigate that very real human concern?
Communication is everything. The reality is that good automation doesn't eliminate jobs, it transforms them. No one gets into the food business because they have a lifelong passion for closing lids or putting labels on jars. Those are repetitive, often physically straining tasks. Automation takes those over, which not only increases speed and consistency, but also improves workplace safety by reducing repetitive strain injuries.
So where do those employees go? What does that transformation look like in practice?
It allows you to reassign workers to more valuable roles that require a human touch. Your lid closer can be trained to become a quality control specialist, overseeing the output. A manual packer can become the machine operator, a more skilled and technical position. A great example is a company making ready-to-eat salads. They automated the weighing and filling, but they still needed people to do the final visual inspection and to prep the more delicate ingredients. Their staff moved from mundane tasks to being guardians of the product's quality. It's about strategically allocating your human talent where it matters most.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so we've established it's good for growth and can be good for employees. Let's talk about the bottom line. This machinery has to be a significant capital investment. How does a business owner justify that cost and understand the return on investment, or ROI?
The initial number can be intimidating, there's no doubt. But the ROI calculation is about more than just labor savings. Of course, reducing overtime and the need for temporary staff is a big part of it. But there are other powerful returns. Consider product consistency. An automated filler portions with incredible precision. This reduces product giveaway, which is the extra bit you put in each package to be safe. Over millions of units, that adds up to significant savings.
I never even thought of that. The cost of that extra pinch of salt or a handful of nuts.
Exactly. Then there's brand consistency. A labeler puts the label on the exact same spot on every package, which looks professional on the shelf. A closer provides a perfect seal every time, ensuring food safety and extending shelf life. These benefits boost your brand's reputation and reduce costly errors or recalls. The return isn't just financial, it's operational. The timeline for seeing that return varies, but many businesses see a positive ROI within 18 to 36 months, depending on the scale.
That's faster than I would have guessed. So let's get a picture of what this looks like. If a company is automating their packaging line, what are the key pieces of equipment, the electronic helpers, as our notes say, that they'd be looking at?
A typical line is a modular system. It often starts with a denester, a machine that simply separates stacked containers and places them individually onto the line. From there, they move along a conveyor to a filling system. This could be for liquids, solids, powders. It's tailored to the product. After filling, it goes to a closer, which might be sealing a film lid or snapping on a cap. Finally, you'll have a labeler for branding, nutrition facts, and date codes. Each module is designed to do one job perfectly and efficiently.
Let's make it concrete. If I'm running a company that makes amazing artisanal hummus, and my biggest headache is getting it into the containers, what would my first step be?
For your hummus empire, you'd likely start with an automated filling system. That's your primary bottleneck. You could get a system that portions the hummus cleanly and precisely, which would immediately increase your speed and reduce mess and waste. You might still have people placing the containers and sealing them manually for a while. Then as you grow further, your next step might be adding the denester before it and a closer after it, creating a more complete automated line. You don't have to do it all at once.
That phased approach sounds much more manageable. Now, it can't all be this smooth. What are the common hurdles or challenges that businesses don't see coming when they take this leap?
The biggest challenge, as I mentioned before, is the human element. Your team members are experts at making your product, but they are not mechanics. There will be a learning period. Proper training is absolutely crucial for success. Another common issue is maintenance. Who fixes the machine when it has an issue? For most small and medium businesses, they don't have an in-house engineering team. This is why choosing the right automation partner is so important. You need a vendor that provides excellent training, support, and service.
That's a crucial point about partnership. Can you share a story, without naming names, of course, of a company that perhaps stumbled on one of those hurdles and how they recovered? It might make the challenge more tangible for our listener.
Certainly. I worked with a family-owned bakery that makes fantastic artisanal cookies. They were growing rapidly and decided to automate their bagging and sealing process. They found what they thought was a great deal on a machine online from an overseas supplier. It worked wonderfully for about 3 months. Then a small, inexpensive sensor failed. The machine stopped cold. They had no local support, no service number to call that could help them in their time zone, and the manual was poorly translated. Their entire production line ground to a halt right before a major holiday order was due. It was a complete crisis. They ended up having to pull their entire office staff, including the owners, onto the floor to bag and seal cookies by hand around the clock just to meet their deadline. They eventually found a domestic automation partner who was able to send a technician to diagnose and fix the issue. The key lesson they learned was that the initial price tag of a machine is only one part of the cost. The reliability, service, and support from your partner are what truly determines the value of your investment. They now have a great relationship with their new partner and a solid maintenance plan in place.
So it's more of a long-term relationship than a one-time purchase. And looking ahead, technology is always marching forward. How does a business ensure the system they buy today won't be obsolete in 5 years?
Flexibility is the future. You want a system that can grow and adapt with you. Can it handle a new container size if you decide to launch a snack pack version of your product? Can its speed be increased as your demand grows? You should ask a potential vendor, how does this system scale? You don't want to invest in the automation equivalent of a flip phone right before the smartphone revolution. A good partner will help you build a system that solves today's problems while being ready for tomorrow's opportunities.
Fantastic advice. It really comes down to seeing automation not as a cost, but as a strategic tool for growth. The big takeaway for me is that it's not about replacing the human touch that makes a food business unique. It's about enhancing it, giving your team the tools to do what they do best, but on a larger scale.
You've nailed it. Smart technology applied at the right time is often the ingredient that allows a great local product to become a national success story. It's about building a more robust, efficient, and scalable foundation for the future.
Miles, this has been incredibly insightful. You've really demystified the topic and made it accessible. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
It was my pleasure, Alec. Anytime.
And that's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. A huge thank you again to our guest, Miles. Remember, growth can be challenging, but with the right strategy, it's an opportunity, not an obstacle. Join us next time as we continue to unbox the stories behind the packaging. Until then, stay fresh.